Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Sydney Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of seeing, the importance of having an open understanding and opening our eyes to that which matters. You know, we live in a world where people are constantly consumed with what we think people think about us or what we think we should be. And oftentimes that is where we lose it. That is where we lose out on who God has called us to be and what God has called us to be. Because we get to a point and a place in time where we are so consumed with the opinions of man that we cannot open our spiritual eyes to begin to see just exactly how God has called us to be. Now, you may find yourself in a situation where you really don't know who you are anymore. You have lost yourself so completely because you have gotten to a point and a place in time where the opinions of people have shaped you so much, or maybe you are even a people pleaser, and it's taken you to a point and a place in time where you have absolutely forgotten to look through the eyes of God. You see, when God made us, He made us with the understanding that we will continuously begin to understand and uncover who we are in Him. But the more we focus on man, the more we are moved away from unveiling and revealing who we are. But when we are focused on God, we actually become a people that is strengthened, and the peels of the onion, or rather let me say the peeling of the onion begins to happen, and we begin to see who God has called us to be. There's so much in you. There's so much in you, but you need to open your eyes. One of the things that we can no longer do is only depend on people and their opinions in terms of who they think we are and what they think we are. If you don't believe who you are and you don't believe what you have been called to, people are not going to see it. Because here's the thing about people. People are drawn to confidence. People are drawn to people who know what they want. People are drawn to people who know who they are. And one of the things that people will never be drawn to are people who are confused. People who are this person now and the next person then. You need to know who you are, not just for yourself, but also for the people that God has called you to lead. A confused person cannot lead people. A person who has a crisis in identity cannot lead people. You need to know who you are. You need to know who God has called you to be, and you need to be sure of what you have been called to do. You know, I cannot say to you that you are never going to feel uncertain. I cannot say to you that you're never going to be confused. Everything in life is a process. And when you start new things, you are going to feel uncertain. But those who continue to push will see results. There are so many moments and times within my life that I have felt overwhelmed, and I may have felt even confused. Is this me? And I know that I've shared this before, but I'll never forget the very first time I was in Bible school and I had a choice to make. I remember God speaking to me and God saying to me, you need to sign up, because at the time I was studying music. And God told me at that time that I need to put myself down as a convener. And it was the most difficult thing for me in the world, because I didn't see myself as someone that could lead worship. I didn't see myself as someone that had the ability to lead people into the place of worship. I've always just been a back singer, and then I've done solos here and there, but I've never really been a person that saw myself as leading people into worship. And the moment of obedience came and I was faced with whether I was going to obey or not. And I'll never forget how it felt like I almost, it was a supernatural raising of my hand, how I felt. I felt overwhelmed at that time. And it was difficult for me in the beginning because I fought with my mind and the understanding of who I perceived myself to be and where God was calling me to be. I saw myself and I put myself in a box, and that is what I was. That is what I perceived myself to be. I could not open my eyes to see what God saw in me until I went through the process. And the process wasn't nice for me. The process at times was embarrassing. The process at times was confusing, where I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to lead because I had a perception that in order to lead worship, there were some techniques and gimmicks that I needed to do. And I thought to myself, this is not who I am. I don't know how to do that. And only at the point where I started becoming myself as a leader in leading the people in worship did I become successful. You see, sometimes when God opens your eyes to new things and what you need to do, it's not necessarily that you need to copy someone else. It's that you need to embrace who God has called you to be. And when you embrace who God has called you to be, God will reveal your unique identity in terms of the blueprint for you. And sometimes we don't understand that. Sometimes we only want to do what we see. And if God is going to lead us, we must understand that the Bible says that I am doing a new thing. And when God begins to speak about a new thing does not focus on things that have been seen at times or things that have been known. And so we have to trust God for the new thing. So when we are talking about opening up our eyes, we are literally talking about opening up our understanding and following God even when we don't understand what it needs to look like. I find that the most difficult thing for us as human beings is not that we need to follow God, is that sometimes what God is telling us to do is so new that we haven't seen an example of it, and then we think that it is not God. And this is the lesson that I had to learn many years ago when I had to learn to begin to lead worship, and I didn't know what to do. I only had the picture of people that I knew how they were leading worship, and they were perfect in what they were doing. But that was their anointing and how it came through for them. And when I tried to mimic them, I failed dismally. It was only when I allowed God to work through me that success came. And this is again what I want to remind you of. God is calling you to open up your eyes for you not to see who you need to be based on someone else's example, but God is giving out fresh blueprints, fresh ideas that is sitting on you, and you are not able to see it because you are too focused on the examples, the literal, the natural examples that you have seen and you have viewed, and you think that that is what God has called you to be. So today, follow the voice of God. Open your eyes. Look and see. Look and see that salvation has entered at your doorstep, and it is bringing you to a place where you are becoming what God needs you to be. Let us pray. Father, I pray that there would be an opening of our eyes, that we would get to a place and a point where we begin to understand that you are calling us to a higher place and a higher purpose. I decree and declare that each and every person listening to the sound of my voice, I pray that the old wineskin is broken from them as you are placing new things upon them. May the Spirit of truth awaken them and may their eyes be enlightened and opened to the identity that you have given them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back again. For now, God bless and take care.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio. Become part of the Active FM family today. Go check out more of the shows and chat with us on our social media platforms. It's more than just a radio station with amazing content.
We are Active FM.
Share your thoughts with us, send in your questions, or simply tell us what you love most about Active FM on our WhatsApp line. Radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Stay updated and stay entertained
on Active FM.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us like post, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word.
Active FM.
Radio.
Radio.
Has never been better.